Yeah, well, I think with Michael, if we're speaking about Michael, with Michael, obviously what he can do as a football player, you know, is probably been unparalleled in Donegal. But the most important thing with Michael is what he adds to the culture and what he adds to the value of the group, how he carries himself, how he trains, how focused he is. I haven't really experienced anybody with a more laser-like focus. How he eats, how he rests, how he recovers, how he passes on information, how he takes information. And all of the younger players are looking at that, they're watching at that, they're understanding that, they're understanding this is the way this guy operates and works. And I think that is a huge bonus to the group before we even get into the fact that he can make such a difference on the pitch, you know. Okay. And that's what you want. You want those people with the most influence being your most important people, because it can be the other way sometimes as well. You know, your best player sometimes is not the best fit for the culture, and that can be a real challenge for a manager.
A person that really impressed me as an observer was Patrick McBurty, who defended that team to the hilt long before you came back, and stood up to some interviewers on the pitch for that team. And then now to be to still be there and to be so influential as a person, I think he must be amazing.
No, definitely. And Paddy,
because it would have been easy to put your hands up, but he wasn't having it, you know, back under you know, when Donegal was at low ebb.
No, when Donegal were at low ebb, that's when Patrick basically came knocking, you know, and spent a couple hours down in the house with myself to try and convince me to go back. That was the start of the process, and was pretty relentless in his activities after that, you know, between phone calls and calling to the house and everything else. So obviously he understood that, having been there before and all the experiences and success that he had, he understood that this was a moment, and he was going to try and, you know, I suppose find the best way out of that difficult situation. And Patrick was very, very influential in that period, for sure.
Really impressive guy. As I don't know him, just as an observer. Do we want to finish in the top two of the league? Do we try and avoid that? I'm not sure the Irish news can ask you that question. I can, because I don't know anything about sport, right? Do we want to finish in the top two?
Are you sure now? Are you sure about that? No.
No. I don't even know if it's a good question.
No, listen, we've worked really hard, and we've worked really hard off the pitch as well. We were in a position where we could get away for a training camp, probably out of the blocks when we were allowed to go, and that kind of set us up for the start of the league, and we got points on the board, and that's what we wanted to do, because obviously there's so much change. Change is still happening. There's talk about change today as well, again, in terms of the rules. So we're all still learning. So it was very important for us to try and get everybody together as quickly as possible to get points on the board. We've done that. So we've earned the right, you know, to look at everything and do what's right for ourselves, you know. What I will say is, you know, regardless what we do in the next two games, we'll be going out to win those games. We'll be going out to bring everything we have to those games. We have players that have played a lot. We have players that need to play. Oran McFadden-Ferry, for example, coming back in. Niall O'Donnell coming back in. There's a lot of players like that fit that category. And what we want to do is use the next two games to keep pushing all of our players forward, but also to bring as many players as possible to the boil for the championship game. That was our start point before we kicked the ball at all in the league, and that won't change. And if we win those games in the process, then we're in the league final, that's so be it. And if we don't, we'll be focused on Derry in 5 weeks.
Exactly, because we're going to need depth, aren't we, and preparedness physically and mentally deep into the championship. Fingers crossed.
Well, I think the one thing maybe from last year that, you know, the learning was, you know, that we needed a bit more depth, and, you know,
wee bit tired against Galway, maybe it fell. Is that right?
Well, we had fellas now, you know, Owen McGettigan, Oran McFadden-Ferry, Owen McHugh, Michael Murphy, a lot of players like that have come back in this year that had previously played championship football.
Yeah.
It's one thing trying to develop younger players, but, you know, there's nothing that beats the fella that's been there and done that. And so we have that now with the fellas that have come back in, and we're looking to continue to develop the players that we have.